Pope Benedict XVI's speech to the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See on Monday has been making press headlines, particularly his call on Muslim nations to ensure religious freedom for minorities. We spoke to Irish Ambassador to the Holy See, Noel Fahy, who was among the 178 government representatives received by the Pope. He describes the papal message as very focused and very clear.
I think it was a very interesting speech. It was certainly listened to with great care by the Corps. I think this year it was a remarkably focused speech. It focused very much on religious freedom and on issues of very direct concern to the Church. It had less of the broader kind of comment that the Holy Father sometimes makes in these addresses. It was very focused. It's not surprising in view of events in the Middle East in the last year and also in view of the Holy Father's World Peace Day message on the 1st of January that he focused on religious freedom and especially religious freedom in the Middle East. He was very direct there. He made it clear that Catholics and Christians are entitled to exactly the same human rights in Muslim countries as the Muslim population. He certainly didn't pull any punches, I think, in his statements there. He was very, very direct. He then went on to talk about religious freedom in the West, and he returned to issues that have been keynotes of his pontificate right since the outset. His fears about the marginalisation of religion in Europe and North America, and his worries that religion and Catholicism in particular is being denied a right to speak out and speak up and have its concerns taken into account. It was interesting, I thought, that he included both the issue of religious freedom, where Catholics are directly persecuted, in the same address as the treatment of religion in Europe and North America. One slightly surprising aspect was the fact that there was very little in the speech on the hugely positive work that the Church does throughout the world. And this is especially noticeable in the case of Haiti. Haiti was not referred to. I know the Holy Father's referred to it elsewhere, for instance, in the Angelus last Sunday. But when you remember that the international aid effort in Haiti is so dependent on the institutions of the Catholic Church, both the local church and the Catholic relief agencies, it's interesting that this aspect, a hugely positive aspect of the Church's work, was not really covered, except for a reference, and a very interesting reference, to Mother Teresa. But then the Holy Father spoke at length, and I'm sure he didn't want to keep the diplomats too long, so he had to select what he covers in a State of the World address, and you have to be careful and selective when you're covering such a broad area.